The series on worship, week 3, day 3, the second use of baptism. I have come a light into the world, that everyone who believes in me should not remain in darkness. John 12, verse 46. True Christian Religion, 681. The second use of baptism is that the Christian may know and acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ, the Redeemer and Savior, and follow him. This second use of baptism, which is to know and acknowledge the Lord, the Redeemer and Savior Jesus Christ, inseparably follows the first, which is introduction into the Christian church and insertion among Christians in the spiritual world. And what is this first use but a mere name unless the second follows? Is it not really like a subject who attaches himself to a king and yet repudiates the king's laws or those of the country and yields allegiance to a foreign king and serves him? In a word, to have the name of being a Christian, that is, of belonging to Christ, and yet not acknowledging and following him, that is, living according to his commandments, is a thing as empty as a shadow, as smoke, or as a blackened picture. For the Lord says, "Why do you call me Lord, and do not do the things that I say?" Luke 6, verse 46. True Christian Religion, 721. These two sacraments, baptism and the Holy Supper, are like two gates to eternal life. By baptism, which is the first gate, every Christian is let into and introduced into what the Church teaches from the Word respecting the other life. All of this teaching forms the means whereby man can be prepared for and led to heaven. The second gate is the Holy Supper, by which every man who allows himself to be prepared and led by the Lord is admitted and introduced into heaven. There are no other universal gates. These two sacraments may be likened to building a house and dwelling in it, also to the course of man's instruction from childhood until the period when he becomes independent and exercises his own judgment and his subsequent rational and spiritual life. One period must precede that the second may be attained, for without the former, the latter is impossible. These illustrations make clear that baptism and the Holy Supper are like two gates through which man is introduced to eternal life, and that beyond the first gate there is a plain which he must pass over, and that the second is the goal where lies the prize to which he has directed his course. True Christian Religion Number 1. The faith of the new heaven and of the new church. Let it be known that in the new heaven, which the Lord is now establishing, this faith is its preface, its gate, and its summary. True Christian Religion Number 2. The faith of the new heaven and of the new church in its universal form is as follows. The Lord from eternity, who is Yehovah, came into the world to subjugate the hells and to glorify his human. And without this, no mortal could have been saved. And those are saved who believe in him. This is called the faith in its universal form, because this is the universal principle of faith. And the universal principle of faith must be in each thing and in all things of it. It is a universal principle of faith that God is one, in essence and in person, in whom is a divine Trinity, that he is the Lord God, the Savior, Jesus Christ. To believe in the Lord is to have confidence that he saves, and as only those who live rightly can have this confidence, this too, living rightly, is meant by believing in him. True Christian Religion Number 3. The singulars of faith on man's part are: God is one, in whom is a divine Trinity, and the Lord God, the Savior, Jesus Christ, is that one. Saving faith is to believe in him. 3. Evils should not be done because they are of the devil and from the devil. 4. Goods should be done because they are of God and from God. 5. These should be done by man as if by himself, but it should be believed that they are done by the Lord, in man and through him. Questions. 1. How does the sacrament of baptism help someone acknowledge the Lord and follow him, especially if the baptism took place in infancy? 2. What part does faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as the one God of the universe play in helping someone believe in what the Word teaches and do what the Word teaches? 3. The sacrament of baptism is said to be the first gate into the church, and Holy Supper the second gate into heaven. How does the space between these two gates relate to this second use of baptism? 4. Temptation is said to be signified by the waters of baptism. How does this relate to the second use of baptism? It should be noted that as soon as the Lord was baptized, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness and was tempted by the devil 40 days. 5. Can someone enter into spiritual temptation without first being baptized and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as God? 6. Why do we use the singulars of the faith of the new church as questions to those being baptized or baptizing their children? Notice the use of the word devil instead of hell in the third singular of faith and in the Lord's temptations after baptism.